You know, sometimes you hear about stories, and I heard a story about a Sabbath school teacher. A Sabbath school teacher was describing, you know, how Lot's wife, when she came out, looked back, and at that time she turned into a pillar of salt. And a little boy in the classroom who was very attentive to what was being said interrupted, and he said, "You know, my mother looked back once and she drove and turned into a telephone pole." So looking back can be a hazard, and there can be hazards in looking back. But we're here at the feast to be looking forward to what God has for us in the future. How awesome it is. As we are here at the Feast of Tabernacles, rejoicing before God as He commanded, we're looking forward, not looking back, to a time in the near future when God's kingdom will be established on this earth. A time of real joy, real peace, real prosperity. What a blessing that is. Truly is a foretaste today, being here at the feast, of what God has in mind for the future. However, we keep the feast and we remember the things that are happening in the world today, and that makes us more and more desirous of the time that is ahead. There is a time for looking back, for evaluating situations and circumstances, but we're here to focus on the future and help that be a motivation for us to grow in our relationship with our Savior, Jesus Christ, and our Father, God in heaven. So, as first fruits, we also need to realize that it is a time of preparation to be ready to rule with Jesus Christ. A time of preparation to be ready to rule with Jesus Christ. When you look at Revelation, the 19th chapter, and let's look at verse 6, we read, "And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and the sound of many waters, and the sound of the mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice, as we are here at the Feast of Tabernacles today, and give Him glory. For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and His wife has made herself ready." We've heard sermons already that have encouraged us to be ready for that time as first fruits, set apart for that purpose that God has in mind to bring sons into His very family, sons and daughters. You know, as we prepare, as we are attending here, this is a perfect time for us to emulate God's ways, to put them into practice. We're to do that all the time, but we have a chance to have the relationships of friendship and love and appreciation for one another that really extols God and God's way. So what a blessing it is to be here. We're ready to grow in grace and knowledge so that we can learn these ways of give and share and outgoing concern for others, so that we will be able to help others in the future. We see man's ways of the past, and we realize that they really don't solve world problems. So I have a question. Can we, as first fruits, how can we best prepare? We've heard exhortations about preparation, but I would like to continue that theme. How can we best prepare for that time? I got to looking at the Old Testament. The book of Ezra reveals what Ezra was inspired to do in preparation to return to Jerusalem from captivity in Babylon and to restore God's ways at that time. They were called out, just as we're called out of the world today, to come back to Jerusalem and reestablish, restore, as it were, God's ways there in Jerusalem and at the temple. So let's look at Ezra, the 7th chapter, and see what Ezra did, or what he was inspired by God to do at that time. back in Ezra, the 7th chapter, and let's begin in verse 8. Ezra 7 and verse 8. And Ezra came to Jerusalem in the 5th month, which was the 7th year of the king. And the first day of the 1st month, he began his journey from Babylon. They were coming out of captivity, beginning a restoration in Jerusalem. And on the first day of the 5th month, he came to Jerusalem according to the good hand of his God upon him. So God was leading and inspiring him to see what he needed to do in preparation for restoration there in Jerusalem. Just as God is leading us, showing us the things we need to do today to prepare for the restoration in the world tomorrow, in the future. For Ezra had prepared his heart. We've heard a lot about preparation of the heart. He did that, to seek the law of the Lord and to do it, and to teach statutes and ordinances in Israel. So this was his focus, those three things that he was emphasized to understand and to practice in preparation for that restoration. Ezra prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord, to learn God's ways, to really understand them, and see their tremendous blessing. You know, when we seek to prepare our heart to learn God's way, we have to have a real desire for that. And you know, that's one of the first things that we learn if you are associated with teaching at all. One of the first things is you need to inspire your students to desire to learn. And God is here inspiring us to desire to learn His way, to desire the ways that produce happiness and joy. That attitude of wanting to learn, and that's what we're here for at the feast, to have that desire. That's one of the keys to learning. So hopefully we're inspired at the feast to have that desire to learn God's ways, to take to heart the instruction that we receive while we're here. God wants us to write those laws in our hearts and minds, just as Ezra sought to have those laws written in his heart. We too must have that desire. You know, we as first fruits back in the New Covenant, in the New Testament, in Hebrews 10 and verse 16, understand what God is doing today. Let's turn to Hebrews 10 and verse 16, one that you're familiar with, but it emphasizes the fact that I want to make here, or a point that I want to make. This covenant that God wants with us. Verse 16, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts and into their minds, and I will write them. Then he adds, their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more. We have that blessing today to have the opportunity for God to put his laws and his ways in our hearts and minds. But we have to have that desire. We have to have the right attitude of heart and mind to receive that instruction and that inspiration. You know, Matthew 7:7 talks about we need to be asking, we need to be seeking, we need to be knocking, as it were, looking for the instruction and the correction, the needs that we have to be fulfilled in law, God's laws to be written in our hearts. The feast gives us a special opportunity. It's a time of learning and instruction, and we're here to soak up God's ways, to learn God's ways here at the Feast of Tabernacles. What an opportunity. The second thing that Ezra did is he sought to restore God's ways at the temple and in Jerusalem. Was Ezra practiced God's ways to do. We've heard a lot about doing what is right, putting it into practice. You know, we are called to fulfill God's law of love, outgoing concern for other people. And what a blessing that is when we understand it. Ezra did that, outgoing concern, and of course the feast gives us that opportunity. And when we think about God's word, we see he says in Proverbs, or not Proverbs, but 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 21, he says, prove all things or test all things. In other words, we're to put that application forward and make sure that it works and that it is a blessing, and it truly is when we apply God's ways. Prove all things and hold fast what is good. God has called us to that end and that purpose. That's one of the keys to learning as well. When you're teaching someone, you give them instruction, you provide opportunities for them to learn, then you want to give them an opportunity to practice those things in their lives. And until you practice those things in your lives, you really don't have it in your heart and mind the way that you should. So this is one of the key things that is important to learning God's ways and having them in our hearts and our minds. You know, when we do this, we produce the unity, we produce the oneness, the togetherness, the serving attitude that God wants to see in all our hearts. You know, we've heard quotes before about how Ms. Armstrong loved Psalms 133 and verse 1, which says, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. And we need to desire that, and certainly we can see that attitude and frame of mind here at the Feast of Tabernacles as we share and serve one another. You know, the other thing that Ezra did or said or was said there in Ezra 7 was that Ezra prepared to teach. He prepared to teach, and that's one of the things that is important. By learning and practicing God's ways, he was preparing to teach God's ways to others, as we should be today. You put them into practice, the application teaches us, and then you can take those applications and experiences and you can teach others that way. What a blessing it is. David was one of those servants that made mistakes, like we all do, but he had that desire to teach others God's ways. Let's turn to Psalms 51, a psalm of repentance that David had, and let's read beginning in verse 10. Excuse me. David's attitude is clear here. He says, create in me a clean heart. He had realized the mistakes that he had made, and he wanted to have God continue to work with him. He said, O God, renew a steadfast spirit within me, and do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. An important element, of course, is the key, and that is God's Spirit being in us to lead us and guide us. Restore to me the joy of your salvation. And we're here celebrating that joy of God's salvation that he plans to give to us and others in the future. What a blessing that is. And David desired that. And uphold me by your generous spirit. God is generous with his spirit if we ask and seek and knock. Then I will, excuse me. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. So that was a desire he had. And you know, he is a forerunner for us today, looking at someone that had a heart that really desired God's way. So we too should be preparing. You know, as we come to this Feast of Tabernacle, we realize it is a time of true rejoicing and being refreshed and renewed and recommitted to God's way of life. But it is also a time to look forward and to realize that we as first fruits are in a time of preparation. And we can't forget that. That is very important. We must be prepared to be ready to rule with Jesus Christ in restoring God's ways. So let's follow Ezra's example and prepare our hearts and practice God's ways, knowing we will have an opportunity to help and teach them in the world tomorrow.